Proclamation number 6000 dated the July 13th, 1954. Resurrection of the flesh. The will for truth guarantees correct thinking and correct understanding. You, who want truth, will receive the purest truth. You need not fear any error and thus will always be blessed if you want to spread the truth. Let me know what you cannot understand as yet, what gives rise to doubt, and I will teach and enlighten you. The doctrine of the resurrection of the flesh, as you humans would dearly like to understand it, becomes untenable as soon as you have penetrated spiritual knowledge to some extent, as soon as you have come closer to the truth and tried to explain the meaning of my words in a spiritual sense. What I said is eternal, unchangeable truth, but the meaning you try to read into it is truly not in my word. But every person will be able to grasp the spiritual meaning of my words if only he sincerely strives for truth. Anyone who prays to me myself for understanding, who tries to penetrate the truth, will soon plainly and clearly realize the spiritual meaning of the word, and he will not get stuck to the letter, resurrection of the flesh. Single quote, these words mean the same to you humans as life after death. To you, the word life has the same meaning as to live in the flesh as long as your spirit is not yet awakened, as long as the real meaning of life is still unknown to you. People who do not believe in a continuation of life believe that their existence ends with their physical death. Being in their physical body means life to them. However, they know that they will lose this shell through death, but they do not believe in a trinity of body, soul and spirit. Only the body exists for them, the flesh, and once this has died the expression life is over for them. Resurrection of the flesh signifies the resurrection of the body to them. They only associate this with their physical body, and it is a difficult doctrine, the resurrection of the flesh, which people are expected to believe. Nevertheless, it can be a blessing if, due to this teaching, the human being believes in resurrection, in life after death. As a result of this belief, you will also change his nature, and this change can result in an awakening, in an illumination by my spirit. And then you will also understand the word, resurrection of the flesh. Single quote, then you will comprehend this spiritual meaning. Resurrection means to awaken from death into life, to arise from a state of sleep, to step out of darkness into light. And thus, for the first time, everything that was concealed by the darkness of night will come into light. It will arise and reveal itself. It will come alive in order to bear witness. In the state of death, nothing happens that could be declared. However, what happened in life, in the state when you lived on earth in the flesh, now becomes evident. It reveals itself. It arises to give evidence for or against you. And not that the physical body of flesh rises again from the dust in order to shroud you once more for a new life. For this body of flesh is just a transient shell for the immortal soul, which cannot die, but it can be spiritually dead on its departure from earth. Nevertheless, it can still awaken to life in the spiritual realm, thus still rise from the dead even there, if it finds its way to Jesus Christ, who will then give it life. Even Jesus became flesh when he came to earth, and even this flesh had to suffer earthly death. Jesus rose from the dead to confirm to you that your life will not end with the death of your body, that your soul, too, can arise to eternal life, but to confirm the truth of his words he let his body rise from the dead too, and yet, it was not a resurrection of the flesh, for his body had spiritualized itself. The soul had donned the garment of the spirit and withdrawn all spiritual substances from the earthly body since, due to its life and death, it had already become completely spiritualized. Thus the body's physical substances, which are essentially spiritual substances too, had already achieved their final objective on earth and thus could join the soul and, because it had been Jesuzul, also become visible to his disciples in order to strengthen their faith. And since a perfect spirit is not earthbound, Jesus could rise into spiritual spheres, when he ascended to heaven. You humans, too, will have a body after your resurrection, a spiritual garment, and this will be in accordance with your flesh, for you will reap what you have sown. Single quote: if you have sinned in the flesh, the garment of your soul will give it away. If you have done good works out of love, you will be radiant and thus recognizable too. Yet your soul will never again put on the heavy earthly garment, which was its abode during the short earthly time in order to be able to survive in the material world. Anyone who knows the meaning and purpose of the material creation, who knows about the fallen spirit's development through this creation for the purpose of ascending to me, will not need such explanations, but he needs to be able to refute a doctrine which is absurd due to wrong interpretation. But if you absolutely want to speak about the resurrection of the flesh, let the explanation suffice you that my word will rise again to bear witness for or against you. I am the word that was made flesh, and I approach every human being in the word. And when the last day has come, when every one of you will have to be judged, my word itself will judge you, you, who received my word and considered it in accordance with your will. The flesh will rise again, because it was offered to you as nourishment. You were meant to eat my flesh and drink my blood. You are meant to accept my word eagerly and let it strengthen you. And you will have to justify yourselves before me how you have used my gift of love. This explanation also corresponds to the truth, and it should encourage you to use your life in the flesh on this earth by accepting his food and drink, who is the eternal word that became flesh for your sake. You will find wisdom shining forth from every explanation, even if you humans have not yet penetrated into spiritual knowledge. And if your spirit is awake, you will readily accept every one of my explanations, for they will satisfy you, whereas the wrong interpretation of my word will only stir a wall of resistance in you and must do so, because this wrong interpretation stems from my adversary whose aim it is to confuse a person's thoughts, to divert him from the truth and to remove any belief in life after death. A wrong interpretation such as this also proves the spiritually low level of people, and also of those who bring my word to them even though they have not yet penetrated the meaning of my words themselves. The letter kills, only the spirit gives life. And all of you should ask for this spirit, you should pray for enlightened thinking and strive for pure truth, and your prayer will certainly not go unheeded. Amen.